It's been more than 2 months since the massacre at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut, and the national conversation on how to curb gun violence continues. Around here, the Maryland State Senate will debate a sweeping gun control bill next week. If it passes, it could be one of the toughest gun laws in the country. Prince George's County has already put a ban on gun shows.
The move comes as the Obama administration continues rallying support for its gun control proposals. Joining us now to talk about it, Gwen Ifill, moderator of Washington Week. Hiya, Gwen.
I am good. How are you?
Good. So the states have been moving ahead pretty quickly, some of the states. Is the president continuing to rally support for some sort of federal gun control program?
Short answer is yes, and it's really interesting to watch the way it's been unfolding. You and I have probably talked about this in the past when we've seen other mass murders and other gun-related violence, whether it was Virginia Tech or whether it was in Arizona with Gabby Giffords. And usually there's a big burst of conversation and pledges to pass legislation, and then it kind of gradually fades away and dies out. We decided at PBS to take a look at what has happened 2 months later and whether the conversation was still going along. So all week long, from Frontline to the NewsHour to Nova, we've been taking a look at different pieces of this discussion, whether it's about the mind of a rampage killer, whether it's about video games, all the pieces of this that we talk about when we talk about gun violence. And tonight on Washington Week, we're going to talk precisely about what's happening with legislation. In Washington, there's still an ongoing discussion every single day, in part because through his State of the Union speech, through his campaign arm, Obama Action for America, whatever they've renamed it, they've decided to keep it on the public's mind. And also, but will you point out an interesting point, which is it's not just that it's happening in Washington. You know, things start in Washington often. Things come to Washington sometimes to die. But things live in state houses and in city halls and in local campaigns. And we're seeing that play out in completely differently than we have in the past. So we want to take all that apart tonight.
On the other hand, one thing has remained a constant for years. The National Rifle Association is very loud, very vocal, and has a lot of money to stop other politicians from voting in favor of certain gun control legislation. They're making more overt threats these days. How does that shape politically on Capitol Hill?
Well, the debate isn't just, when I say there's a debate going on, it's not just about gun control, it's about gun rights as well. So you're right, everybody is engaged in this discussion. And when you say the NRA is making threats, there are now groups financed by people like Mike Bloomberg, the mayor of New York, and Gabby Giffords and her husband Mark Kelly, who are getting involved in campaign. And I don't know if you call it making threats, but they're certainly promising consequences for people who don't vote the way they do. So it's not a one-sided debate that's going on. In fact, it's kind of what's healthy about it. Everybody seems to be engaged.
All right, Gwen, thanks a lot.
Take care.
Happy weekend. Washington Week with Gwen Ifill airs tonight at 8 on TV 26.